welcome to another edition here at Get In Position to Win today with your host, Richard, the Financial Advocate Medley. And I want to thank you as usual for your time and your energy joining this podcast. And hey, I hope you take advantage of that sponsor button and become a sponsor. Let's keep this thing going, and I certainly appreciate it. So today, I have a question that came in, and the question is, why is it profitable to have a side business and the write-offs you can take? Oh, that's a great subject, and I want to answer that to you from experience. So let's first give you some information that you should look. I love to share information, but if you go to the IRS.gov website, pick up IRS Publication 463. Again, that's IRS Publication 463. I try to add some links to the video. It's about transportation, car expenses, travel, and meals. And a lot of good information if you're an investor about your taxes. It's some good information, but go there and pick up that. And I also want to clue you in on one that's very overlooked. It's IRS Publication 15. Now, IRS Publication 15 is about family, hiring your family. So if you pick those two publications up free at the IRS.gov website, that'll give you some real information to see what I'm talking about and explaining why having a home-based business is very profitable. And some of the biggest profits come from the write-offs that you can take. So let me get us going. Some commonly used deductions in how they work. See, business expenses are the cost of carrying on a trade or business. These expenses are usually deductible if the business is operated with the intent to make a profit. To be deductible, a business expense must be connected with or pertaining to your trade or business and be both ordinary and necessary. An ordinary expense is one that is common and accepted in your trade or business. A necessary expense is one that is helpful and appropriate for your trade or business. An expense does not have to be indispensable to be considered necessary. Let's look at business versus personal expenses. See, generally, you cannot deduct personal living or family expenses. However, if you have an expense for something that is used partly for business and partly for personal purposes, divide the total between the business and the personal parts. You can deduct as a business expense only the business part that meets the general business deduction rules of being an ordinary and necessary business expense. And again, I encourage you to go to the IRS.gov website and pick up Publication 463. And also Publication 15. And we're going to talk about some of those common business deductions like car and truck expenses, travel, communication, interest on your car, wages, depreciation. We're going to talk about a couple of those. But let me show you some real quick. I'm going to run through this basic tax deductions from my perspective as an online marketer. See, in order to take full advantage of our tax deductions, we must keep proper records. And below is a list of deductions I want you to look at. Cell phone, internet, business miles, travel with meals, personal insurance outside of your job, like life, health, dental, vision, sometimes business attire. This is a big one. Professional development. You also can look into travel, which includes rental of a vehicle, hotel costs, flights, baggage, tolls. You also got business credit card interest. That's tax deduction. And like I said, publication 15 would teach you about child wages. That's $12,000 per year. Did you know tax preparation fees? How about business education and training, monthly fees and membership fees? All of those are deductible to your business from having a business. So let me go into a little bit deeper on some of these as we round it up. If you'd like to get more information, hey, send me a message. I love to get with you deeper, see what kind of things we can work out and see how we can actually help you and maybe get a podcast on some information that you would like me to dig up. All right, but let's fall out and continue on with our tax deductions for small business. See, it is true, business owners get to enjoy some massive tax savings as compared to employees. However, more often than not, business owners do not take full advantage of all the tax deductions they are legally entitled to. Why? Because business owners often do not know what deductions they can take. And there's a great tax book called 475 tax deductions that you should really get if you are running a business, and learn how to get those deductions for your business. That's all income, and your family would appreciate it. See, it is never too late to get some tax saving strategies together. Since deducting expenses from your income reduces your tax bill, it's important to make sure you have captured everything you are legally entitled to. Now is going to be a list of all your business expenses and help to minimize your tax bill. And I would also like to recommend that you seek out a good system to capture your miles on your car, your fees and your various memberships, your professional development seminars you attend. You need to check out some kind of system to help your business and help your tax preparer to help you. All right, let's go on. And what I have here is 27 things we need to think about. So please take notes, or you could replay this, and you should share with a friend. I would very much appreciate that. All right, so let's keep going. Number one, inventory, cost of goods sold. Businesses that sell or manufacture products can deduct the cost of goods sold. Number two, employees' pay. You can deduct any amounts you give your employees for compensation in cash, property, or services. Number three, employee benefits. Benefits like health plans, adoption assistance, educational assistance, and life insurance for employees are generally tax deductible. Wouldn't it be nice to have a business where you're helping people like that? That's what the big boys are doing. You're wondering how they getting it? This is how they're doing it, and I'm sharing it with you. Number four, profit sharing or pension plans. You can deduct contributions you make to your employees, SEP, simple 401k, and other qualified plans. Number five, auto maintenance and mileage. There are two ways to calculate vehicle deductions: standard mileage rate or actual expenses, such as gas, repairs, and maintenance. You may use the method that results in the larger deduction on your tax return. Track your total auto expenses as well as business mileage so your tax advisor can help you. You too calculate the maximum deduction on your tax return. Number five, and this is a big one if you really grow your business, write off those utilities. The water, power, trash, and telephone bills at your office, your home office, people, are 1% deductible as regular business expenses. If you have a phone number that has a mix of business and personal calls, you may still take a deduction for the portion relating to the business usage. Number seven. The home office, rent, mortgage, insurance, electricity, housekeeping, security, maintenance, and many others are deductible items for your home office. Make sure to track costs incurred during the year, and your tax advisor will help you to calculate the maximum benefit for the deduction. Some of those jobs your child can do. You learn how to open up that account for your child. Put your money in that account for your child. You got to feed and clothe your child anyway. You might as well put that child to work and have Uncle Sam help you pay your child. And you can do it with just a little bit of information, a little bit of research, and a great plan. Man, I know you can keep it going. Let's talk about travel expenses. Nearly all business travel expenses are 100% deduct. Who take vacations? We don't take vacations, y'all. We take bizcations. All right, let me rewind it. Travel expenses. Nearly all business travel expenses are 100% deductible. These include airfare, hotels, and other on-the-road expenses like dry cleaning, Wi-Fi, or cab fares. Eating out on the road is also deductible, so don't forget to track these. I'm telling you, people, get you some good software out here and get your business to really making money by learning how to minimize and capitalize on your taxes, because that is where you are bleeding if you're not keeping track and got your Schedule C correct and ready to go. So we're going to keep going. Number nine, education. This includes seminars and trade shows, but don't forget any magazines, books, CDs, and DVDs that are related to your business or industry. They are all 100% tax deductible. Also, travel to and from educational events are also deductions as well. People, make your business a lifestyle. If you make your business a lifestyle, you can really take advantage of these tax deductions. As I said, get that IRS publication. Get both of those. Learn how to hire your children. But most importantly, get this information. And I want to keep giving. That was a great question that came to me. I'm glad it came to me. If you have a question you want me to look into, please send me a message and I'll be sure to do that. And we're going to keep going because we're almost at the top. Let's talk about petty cash and tips. Just because you didn't get a receipt doesn't mean you can't deduct the cost. Small cash expenses here and there can add up to a significant amount by the end of the year. So make sure to track these items. You have to track. You have to take notes. We like to say note takers are money makers. Let's talk about number 12, advertising and marketing. Be sure to deduct the cost of ordinary advertising, such as business card purchases, Yellow Page ads, website costs, Google AdWords, and so on, as well as promotion costs of good publicity, such as sponsoring a local sports team. These things are tax deductible if you have a business. 13, depreciation or write-off. If you buy property to use in your business, you can take a tax benefit for it either in the current year or over time. Make sure to account for these purchases. You need to get a good tax professional. That's crucial to your business. See, you can't do everything in your business, and sometimes you have to outsource. And now that you know that that fee to that professional is going to be tax deductible, go get a good one. All right, let's keep going. Employee or client gifts. A gift to a client or an employee may be 100% deductible. See, we're getting Christmas out the way. You done hired your kids, you done bought them a gift. It's 100% deductible. Outside help. If you hire an independent contractor or family member, you can deduct their pay as a business expense. Publication 15, people, I'm giving it. But you have to go get it. And then you have to act on it. Number 16, service fees. Those fees for processing credit cards, 100% deductible. 17, office supplies, pens, paper, staples, thumbtacks. Track these items because they do add up, people. Make that business your lifestyle. You use those items. They're tax deductible if you have a business. Let's talk about number 18, bad debts. Your bad debt may be deductible if the amount owed to you was previously included in income. Make sure to speak to your tax advisor about this. Get a good one. Number 19, professional fees. Accountants, lawyers, and other professional consulting fees are fully deductible. I hope you're getting this big picture of the whole game. I hope you're getting the big picture. Listen, number 20, furniture. You can either deduct the entire cost in the year of purchase or depreciate it over several years. 21, office equipment. That new fax machine, that copy or computer is also 100% deductible. You may also be able to take it all in 1 year or depreciate it. 22, repairs and maintenance. The cost of repairs to keep your business property and equipment in operating condition is deductible. Insurance premiums. You can deduct premiums that you pay for credit, liability, malpractice, and workers' compensation insurance, among others. 24, interest. Get publication. I went over that earlier. Let me look up that again. That's publication 463. Get your copy. It's free. And study it and operate your business. This is some powerful information. Interest. Mortgage interest. Finances charges like credit cards. Interest on payment plans. And interest paid on other loans are all 100% deductible, people. 25, software. boxed or downloaded software used for business are generally deductible. With more software being made available as a service, software subscriptions are also tax deductible. This business need to be your lifestyle, people. 26, we're almost done. I told you I was going to give you 27. We're at 26. Licenses. License fees, permits, as well as regulatory fees are generally deductible. 27. Taxes. As strange as it may seem, taxes incurred in running your business may be deductible. This is a very short list, and like I said, you can get that book, 479 Tax Deductions, and study it and learn how to apply them into your business and take that deduction. And if you are ever confused about whether it needs to be written off as a business expense, make sure you talk to your tax advisor to determine the best ways for you to benefit from your expenses. All right? And I want to thank you again for that powerful question. I hope this was a valuable podcast. I really enjoyed doing it. And again, if you have a question, please send me a message. If you need a business, hey, send me a message. I will show you how I take advantage of many of those tax deductions and check it. Right now, I'm going to learn. I have learned, and I will take action on some of those that I share with you. So again, hey, thank you for your time and energy. If this message has been positive to you, please share it with a friend. Please share it for me. That would be a blessing also. And if you can, hey, become a sponsor. Let's keep it going. And if not anything else, hey, send me a message. Have a great night.